It's, excuse me. It's Thursday morning, and Coach Gross is here with us. Good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning.
Exciting game Friday night, and I think that's an understatement. If you were not at the ball game, boy, you missed a humdinger of a ball game. The gutsy call at the end. And by the way, congratulations on two things, and I failed to do this last week, and I asked for forgiveness. Number one, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're just a week late.
That's okay.
Which is about normal for me. It's an age thing, you understand?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, hit half a hundred.
That's all right. Half a century. Number two, I noticed that this morning, and I don't know how long, I don't know when they picked this, but I noticed that you're the Channel 19 Game of the Week, or whatever they call it thing, last week.
Team of the Week for Channel 19. Yeah. So the last time we were Team of the Week was that thrilling comeback win against Russellville last year. So I think you've got to win at the last second after being down to be the Team of the Week, evidently. But yeah.
Well, you're our Team of the Week every week.
But, no, it was that's good for our team. You know, that's one of those things – I don't get, you know, very caught up in all that stuff. And I told our team, I said, I'm proud that we are this, but we want to be the Team of the Week later on in December. That's what we want to be.
Yeah, well, it's Team of the Year.
That's right.
Do they have a Team of the Year?
Yeah, they call them a state champion. they get a blue map. So yeah. That's the goal.
You're still on track, you know.
Well, we're in the playoffs, and everybody that gets in the playoffs has got a shot.
Yeah, everybody's got the same shot, I guess. But it's Pete. And talk about things that as times get worse, it gets worse. Mason Roof just walked in the building, and I guess that's okay. You don't mind what a Mason coming in?
No, it's okay.
And sitting in and doing his thing, whatever that is. Tell us a little bit about Fort Payne last week. That was it's a good long trip. It's about a 2-hour drive. Kind of gets you in the realm that you're fixing to get into when you go to Oxford, which is who we're going to play in the first round.
Right.
We weren't real sure about that at first, but things changed, and so we won't go there. You're going to play Oxford next week in the first round of the playoffs. That's around Birmingham, close. You went on this two-hour trip or so over to Fort Payne. It's not an easy ride either. It's not like you're hitting down 65 for 2 hours. I mean, you know, it's over the hills and through the woods. To Grandma's house we go. You stopped at Scottsboro, got a little break. Does it really do your team a lot of good to make that two-hour trip, you think, and get them ready? Is it something that they need to experience?
I hope so. I mean, I don't know. Some of these things we do may not make as big a difference as we think they do, but I think the first time you experience anything, you know, it's a little tougher than it is if you have some experience. So yeah. To me, anything you can do to hopefully prepare them for something that they're going to see later will help. And you know, again, may not make a difference, but if it does, then good for us.
Are you a superstitious person?
Mason
says yes.
Well, no.
Let me ask you.
I'm not Alan Creasy. No, okay. Alan Creasy's the one. Creasy. We talked about that yesterday.
So you're not Alan Creasy?
No, I mean, I really am not. There have been times in my life where I was a little bit superstitious. Like in college, I always wore the same stuff to the game, and I'd walk the field the same way and do the same thing and all that stuff. But I figured out through the years, I don't think that's the deal. Of course, Alan Creasy's deal was probably don't make a difference, but what if it does?
That's right.
And long story short on that one,
yeah,
I had to go to the playoff meeting. Went to playoff meetings with him when I was an assistant.
Right.
And I'll try to make this an abbreviated version, but we'd stop at we'd stop at Shoney's, sit park in the same parking spot, sit at the same table in the same seats, go to the playoff meeting, park in the same parking spot, come back, go to the same gas station, same pump, get the same thing, get the kit. And you did it. The same people had to go every week, sit in the same seats. So we did that and went to semifinals in 04 and 05. We get in. I go in the first week. On the way back, we stop at the rest station between Montgomery and Birmingham and the rest area, and I drive back. So we win the first round game. The second round, we're going to playoff meet for the second round. I wake up on Saturday morning, and I've got the stomach virus. I'm sick as a dog. And I called him, and I said, I'm not going to be able to make it. And he said, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I've heard the story.
But I can tell you this, we made more stops going down than we did originally.
Yeah.
And on the way back, I'm sick as a dog. And we go to that rest area, and he goes, you driving? I had to drive back. So the year in 06 when we won it, he said, hey, who wants to go to a playoff meet? And I said, not me. I'm not doing it. But anyway, no, I'm not that superstitious. But I do think
you had to stop it. You stopped at Shoney's and somebody had your booth.
Somebody had our booth the last week.
Yeah.
And he made us wait. And then finally we were going to be late for the meeting. So we sat at the table next to it. When they got up, we cleaned the table off and sat down there. And the funny thing about all that is the meetings used to be in the old AHSA headquarters by the Crampton Bowl. And that first week, you know, you got all those classifications, everybody in the playoffs, so a bunch of vehicles. So we park, like, near the Crampton Bowl. Well, as the weeks go by, less and less people are there. And we're parked way over there in the Crampton Bowl walking by. You know, folks are like, hey, y'all got car trouble? I mean, it was just like, you know, this is where we're going. So, but, you know, that kind of stuff's fun, too.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it fun. But, no, I think making that trip helped. At least I hope it did. And we did stop, you know, about halfway. And, you know, still finalizing the itinerary for going to Oxford next week. I say Leeds because we're going to stop somewhere in the Leeds area. Most likely need a pregame and looking for a place to stretch and walk around, do a walkthrough, that kind of thing. So hoping that'll pay dividends for us.
All right. Well, let's come back in just a second. We'll talk a little bit about Fort Payne and get some headhunter and offensive coordinator stuff out of the way, or offensive player of the week out of the way. And then we'll be right back. So stay here.
Some drivers think comfort is found in leather seats or dual climate control. But for 40 million American motorists, comfort is knowing they have a State Farm agent who's always there, providing personal service at a competitive rate. So talk to me, State Farm agent Eddie Brakefield, and I'll help you make sure you get the coverage you need and the discount you deserve. After all, any insurance company can promise you a good price, but nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent. Call me, Eddie Brakefield, at 232-1238, and I'll prove it.
Like a good
It's bow time. It's not just football season. It's tailgate season. And that includes every kind of football, whether it's got goalkeepers or goalposts.
The kick is good!
Because it doesn't matter where or how you tailgate. When you've got crispy chicken and fluffy buttermilk biscuits from Bojangles, your tailgate is better than great. It's legendary. Head to Bojangles and order your tailgate box with boldly seasoned chicken, fixins, biscuits, and legendary iced tea today. It's bow time.
Since 1965, Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur has been committed to our community and proudly supports local school athletics. This commitment has made Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur the industry leader, offering a full family of Pepsi and Mountain Dew products at your favorite grocer or convenience store, and a friendly, dedicated staff to service your needs with soft drink and snack vending, restaurant services, concessions, or special events. Go with a leader, go with a winner. Locally owned, Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur.
Back in with Coach Gross at 10:15. when you talk about this game with Fort Payne, that's a scrappy bunch of. I mean, they're a good playing group over there at Fort Payne.
They are, you know, got great tradition and very, very, very well coached. You know, a lot of respect, as we talked about last week, for Chris Elmore and the whole Elmore family. But, you know, in this instance, really talking about Chris because of the job he does. He's got a great staff. One of his defensive coaches, my old roommate from college, who actually was the defensive coordinator at Eufaula when we beat him in 06.
Really?
And, and he's, you know, the quarterback's dad's the defensive coordinator. Zero, the linebacker, his dad's on the staff. And, but they have a really good staff, and those kids, I mean, it's a hard-nosed bunch. They're always better than they look on film. You know, when you get there, they're bigger than they looked on film.
Right.
And, that was the best defensive game they played all year by far. And, I think we were continuing to get better ourselves defensively. And, you know, I think a lot of folks expected that thing to be in the 40s, the scoring, but I really didn't. Didn't turn out exactly like I thought it would. If I'd known it was going to turn out like that, I'd been probably a little more relaxed through the game. But it was a challenge. It's always a challenge. You know, they were up 40-20 on us halfway through the third 2 years ago, and you know we miraculously win that one. And then last year, it's 21-all with 6 minutes left in the game. We scored four touchdowns in the last 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So every time we've played them, it's been tough. And to be honest with you, you know, we're 3-0 the last 3 years against them, and they've probably controlled the game out of those 12 quarters, probably 10 and a half of them.
Yeah.
We just found a way to win.
You know, one of the strange things that I found out, and I didn't actually get the answer to this until later on in the game, and that's their fourth down kick situation. They line up like they're going to kick a field goal. You know, the first time they did it, it was like 70-something yards. And I'm thinking, my goodness, surely not. You know, I mean, I know, of course, they've known to have good kickers over there. But I thought, if this kid kicks this thing 70 yards, I'm taking a picture.
There you go.
But he don't even try to kick it 70 yards. But I understand that as long as he tells the officials that that's what they're going to do, it's like a punt.
Yeah, I mean, in high school football, it's the only level that's this way. I mean, a college or pro, it's not. But in high school football, a missed field goal goes to the 20-yard line. Yeah, but the ball has to make it that far.
Yeah.
And normally it does make it that far because you're not attempting 70-yard field goals.
Right.
Now, I can be honest with you. I've been in the game 40-something years, and I've never seen that. And somebody do what they did the other night. And
right.
When they lined up, I was kind of like you, like, what in the, what in the world? And then when he did it, I went,
yeah.
So we're getting on the 20, boys. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, if I'll be honest with you, initially you're like, God, I feel stupid. But then it's just like a punt.
Yeah.
So it's what it is. And they had a good kicker. I've not talked to Coach Elmore since the game. We'll talk at some point. And I'm going to ask him, you know, his reasoning behind it. But I don't think they dressed their punter. And they have a really good kicker, and he can kind of place the ball. So set it up. Kick it past the 20 out of bounds so we can't return it.
Right.
And then there we are. So there was one time they kicked it. I think we got a bad spot on that one where I think it was probably around the 35-yard line, and they spotted it, I think, maybe the 28. But it didn't make it to the 20. So we got the ball, you know, beyond the 20. And then the last time they did it was right when they were up 21-14, and we had to go tie it with about 3.5 minutes left. And we did not put Dumas back. I didn't think they were going to snap it, like try to run a play, but, you know, we didn't put him back, and they kicked it to about the 10 or 11,
right.
And that's where we got the ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a pretty good move. And I asked Jerry Elmore after the game. He came to the locker room telling me what kind of class act they are. Jerry Elmore came and found me in the locker room as I was cleaning it up before we left, and it was just me and him and Coach Furlong in there. And, you know, he came to congratulate me, whatever. And his coach, I've tell you, I've never seen what happened there with the field goal punt deal. And he said, Tom Calvin did that years ago. That's the first one I ever saw do it.
Really?
So, anyway, we'll stick that in our back pocket and maybe something that we use at some point.
Yeah. It's absolutely amazing to see somebody line up in high school for a 70-yard field goal.
Well, and what's funny is Jake McDonald, you know, who is a stud. Unbelievable football player. the coaches tell, I didn't know it during the game, the coaches said it shook him up so bad. He just kept going, I don't understand what they're doing. And he told Coach McCarley, he was like, Coach McCarley, don't worry about it. It's like a punt. He goes, but what if they make it? What if they make it?
Yeah.
Well, if they make it, hats off to you, man. 70-yard really? Field, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Jake was all tore up about that.
The quarterback that they had over there, I was impressed with the quarterback. I thought he was a very he's a meaty kid, you know. I mean, he had he could throw the ball, he could run the ball. I mean, you know, he did a quick kick one time, and I'm kind of curious as to why they didn't quick kick it more than just the one time. I think that's the only time they did that.
Well, they were really deep that time. I mean, I think the kicker would not have gotten it to the 20.
Yeah.
And so they went ahead and did that and put their punt team out to have a good coverage team, but. I told you last one. I told you he was good.
Oh, yeah.
And he can drop it in a bucket. I mean, he made two throws on fades, the one late in the game. You know, we could have been in a little bit tighter coverage. I mean, he had a little bit of separation. But, I mean, he dropped it in there like you're supposed to, over his outside shoulder. And even had we been a little tighter, we would not have been able to defend that. And he hit another one of those. You know, a well-thrown fade, it can't be defended.
Right.
And, well, if it's the route is run well and the ball's thrown correctly, you can't defend it. And he threw a couple of those. He can put it in a tight spot.
Other than the field goal tries or whatever you want to call it, I don't know what you call that. I mean, I don't know. How do you put that down in the stats?
It's going to have to be missed field goal.
A missed field goal. Okay. Mason says free kick.
It killed his percentage.
Don't you know? But outside of that, anything that they did surprise you?
No. No, not really. We expected a little bit more man coverage. They had shown it through the year, and they had shown it against even Gadsden City, who's got athletes all over the field. So, you know, you never really know what folks are going to do, even if they've done it all year. But we prepared for a lot of man coverage, and we didn't get quite as much as we expected. We got very little of it, actually. But you know, offensively, they did what they've done. You know, and you know, we even were prepared for the throwback to the quarterback that they hit for a long gain.
Right.
And we actually had one guy in position, but several blockers there, and then we had some guys not getting to the ball like they should have. But no, there really were no surprises other than that huge surprise.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I noticed, and I guess as the season gets on and people watch more film, they start keying on our key players, and McIntyre's one of them. And for a little while, they kind of slowed McIntyre down. But in the end, you know, I think that just the strength and endurance and whatever it is, the determination that McIntyre has came through. But right at the get-go, I mean, they had our number on McIntyre.
Yeah, we did. We didn't do a very good job on some of our number one play, run play, is a duo play, which NFL has been running for 25 years, and we ran at Delta State about 20 years ago. It's basically double teams across the board, and we'll see it out of Russellville tomorrow night. I wish I hadn't given it to John Ritter a few years ago. Talked to him about it, and he put it in, and we'll see a lot of it tomorrow night. But we didn't do a really good job of that at times, working our combos up to a backer. We allowed some run-throughs, and can't allow run throughs on that, and they did. But John's such a weapon in the passing game, and we hit him out of the backfield a lot. And that's one thing we thought we would be able to do last week. Again, we were preparing for some man coverage, and if that's the case, then you got a linebacker covering the back, or an end has to peel on the back. And I mean, McIntyre is a matchup problem for DBs. He sure is a matchup problem for linebackers, and we were able to get him vertical in the passing game out of the backfield. It was three different times that we hit him on some big plays out of the backfield.
You know, I know you don't like to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it anyway. You don't like to talk about your son, Brogan, but now he's got ice water in the veins. You know, I mean, to do what he did late in the game, not just once, but twice, maybe three times, but twice for sure in that last drive. And I mean, you know, I still look at Brogan and I see the little kid that I don't know how old he was when you first started, but he wasn't
fourth grade.
Yeah, you know, little. And I told Greg Young one night, he may not remember it, but I told Greg Young, we were sitting up in the press box before the ball game, and the kids are out there playing on the field. And Brogan's throwing passes, you know. And I said, man, I said, this is Coach Gross's youngest son. And I said, by the time he gets in high school, he's going to be a quarterback. I mean, he's going to be a quarterback. And he is a quarterback.
Well, thank you. You called it there.
I mean, yeah, he is. I mean,
well,
he,
I appreciate
you can tell.
That.
You know, I mean, he threw the ball at that age better than some I've seen that were a whole lot older. But, no, I mean, you know, and of course, even now, you know, he's, what, 11th grade?
Right.
For an 11th grader. Of course, I realize he started several years, and he's been around it all of his life, and you can say whatever you want to say, but that don't really have anything to do with, I don't think, any of this. Just to have the tenacity of being in the pressure that he's in and to complete the passes. I don't think he missed a pass in that last drive, right? He was
right.
5 for 5.
Right.
Am I correct?
Right.
And then he makes that clutch pass. Of course, somebody's got to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this ain't just him.
And protect it.
And
yeah,
protect it.
That.
Some you got to get snap it. I mean, it's a team effort. I understand that, you know. Somebody's got to block him, you know. And, I mean, the whole thing's got to work in order for any of it to work. But still, you know, to be able to do what he did, to me, is absolutely amazing. I'll just be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that. And
I don't know what I'm saying.
I would have.
So.
I would agree. I would agree, you know, and be honest with you, if he was somebody else's son, I'd probably be on the mountaintops praising him.
Yeah.
That's a tough situation. But but it's not a tough situation if you love it.
Yeah.
And he wants to be in that situation, just be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I can remember just go back when he was in the when we did come here and he was in the fourth grade and we're playing pickup basketball and he's playing with men and he's on Drew Phillips's team. And Drew reminded me of this weekend. It didn't make me real happy, but he said, yeah, he said, none of this stuff surprises me. He said, me and him would stick it to you in basketball, and it'd be him making the game-winning shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted it.
Yeah.
And they would set screens for him as a 9-year-old. And I'd tell those guys, don't take it easy on him because he's 9.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to – and they'd knock him around and beat him up. And, you know, and he just – he really – he likes that. You know, in basketball, he wants the ball in the fourth quarter. He wants to be at the line, shoot free throws. And, you know, I was that way. And there's guys who are that way, and there's guys who are not.
Right.
And there's some really good players who are not that way.
Yeah.
And there's some guys that may not be quite as good a player, but they love that moment and they love that situation. And they want the pressure of doing that. And, you know, you're either going to be a hero or a goat. And you got to know both those things are going to happen to you. You know, we can go back to last year in basketball. He misses a shot at the buzzer in the first round of the area tournament that ends our season.
Right.
Now, that ain't no fun.
Right.
But those things are going to have to happen.
Yeah.
You know, he threw a pick six against Decatur his 9th grade year at the end of the game when it's an 8-point game on a 4th down, but he had to throw it.
Right.
And it's a pick six.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden that game's over.
Right.
And you got to go into the offseason with that feeling. And it stinks.
Yeah.
But that happens when you're the guy sometimes.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's going to work out in your favor. But I think he really, you know, I heard him on the interview for the Team of the Week for Channel 19, and he said when he went on the field he had a smile on his face, and he did. And, you know, our coaches talked the other day about, they said, he had a look in his eye, we're going to win this thing.
Yeah.
And I get chills thinking about that because – your trigger man better be that guy.
Yeah.
And if he is, you got a shot.
Yeah.
And everybody knows you got a shot.
Right.
So you look at it before the half, we had 46 seconds left. You know, our defense played lights out first half, held them 2 field goals at 6-0, then we busted a coverage, and they score and make it 13-0 with 46 seconds left in the half. And then we go score in like 25 seconds.
Yeah.
And, again, we get McIntyre vertical. So – we scored three of our 4 touchdowns were scored in, if you add up all the time, less than 2 minutes.
Right.
So, you know, it's a belief in what we do. And, again, it goes – you got to have the trigger man. But the O-line, the backs have to protect. Silas Jones picked up a boundary pressure on that last play, hit that linebacker in the mouth. And most of high school running backs are not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't pick that up, we don't get the play, you know. Spiegel catching it and dragging a foot, getting out of bounds. Jayshon dragging a foot, getting out of bounds. Grady Sullivan making a catch and getting down. Just us clocking it.
Yeah.
And all these things that you have to have a bunch of heady guys. So it is a collective effort without a doubt, but the quarterback has to be able to run the show.
Well, ask one question before we take a break. Is he familiar with Ken Stabler at all? And I mean, that may sound like a dumb question, but I mean, he's way back from
just a little.
So you've never sat down and said, "Hey, I want you to look at this guy."
No, not really him.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
that's a good. I was, because I was a left-hander,
right.
You know.
Yeah,
and, but no, he's familiar with him.
I mean, there's a lot of, I don't want to put him up here too high, right now.
But he ain't a snake.
There's a lot of similarities here in some of the things that he does. But he's not left-handed. Mm-hmm. John Madden said one time that if he had 2 minutes left and you could give him any quarterback that he could play, he wanted Ken Stabler.
I can see that.
And, there were a lot of things that went on in that game. I'm sitting here watching this thing, from the sideline. I'm thinking, this kid, he's just an 11th grader, but still, it's like nothing's phasing him, And, it's like with Stabler, nothing's ever seemed to phase that. He didn't win every game.
Right.
And I'm sure he lost some games that he wished he hadn't have lost. But he was always heads up. And I saw that. I saw a lot of that, and I thought, I just wondered if Coach Gross has been showing Brogan, these Kenny Stabler clips from years gone by.
No, and a lot of things didn't faze Snake because what he did the night before.
could be.
He may have been.
They say he played his best when he was that way.
He didn't.
I've heard tales of John Madden being interviewed, and so they'd come to the sideline, he'd say, what do y'all talk about? And he said, we'd tell a joke or something. He said one time he asked him what play you wanted to call. He said, it don't matter, just call. And those are the days when players were calling their quarterbacks are calling their own plays.
Right.
All right, we got to take a break and catch some news and weather. We'll be back. We got more Coach Gross in just a minute.
Matthews Law is your local hometown law firm serving Athens and surrounding areas. There's no need to go out of town for legal help and advice. Bill and William Matthews will meet with you right here in Athens face to face. On matters of divorce, wills, trust, probates, closing, personal injury, and other legal matters, you can trust Bill and William Matthews. Call Matthews Law today at 256-232-2310 or visit them online at athens-lawyer.com or stop by their office at 117 South Marion Street in downtown Athens on the east side of the Athens Square. No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided are greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys. Make Athens Athletics your headquarters for all your trophy, monogramming, and screen printing needs. Athens Athletics at Highway 31 and Armory Drive is your locally owned athletic supplier. Whatever your sport, from soccer to football, tennis to baseball, Athens Athletic has you covered. Plus, Athens Athletics does vinyl lettering, too. Athens Athletics can custom print and monogram your business apparel and gift items, too. Put Athens Athletics on your team and be a winner. Athens Athletics, Highway 31 and Armory Drive. First State Bank is a local community bank that supports the community, community schools, community sports, community businesses, and community individuals, from personal and business loans and accounts to savings and mobile and online banking. First State Bank offers it all. City President Ray Neese and staff would love to talk to you about your financial needs. So visit First State Bank, your hometown community bank, Highway 72 East in Athens, directly across from Bojangles. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
From yellowhammernews.com, this is YHN News. Good morning. I'm Scott Chambers. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer may move forward with a resolution that would circumvent a months-long block on military promotions by Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville. Tuberville has been blocking over 300 military nominations over a Pentagon abortion policy. Schumer said on the Senate floor Wednesday that he could take up a resolution that would allow all 300 nominations to move in a group. The infant mortality rate in the U.S. rose for the first time in 20 years last year, but in Alabama, the rate declined. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, the decrease is due to access to early parental care enrollment, Medicaid, and expanded Medicaid coverage, measures to promote safe sleep, car seat safety, newborn screening, and vaccinations. A high honor for two defensive backs. YHN's Jay Holland reports.
Two of the best defensive backs in the state, one from Alabama and the other from Auburn, have been recognized as semifinalists for the prestigious 2023 Jim Thorpe Award. Kool-Aid McKinstry of the Crimson Tide and Jalen Simpson of the Auburn Tigers will be facing off against 13 other top-ranked defensive backs from across the country. For YHN News, I'm Jay Holland.
Embattled New York Congressman George Santos will keep his seat in Congress for now after members of his own party tried to expel him last night. Santos tweeted, "If you come for me, you best not miss." The New York congressman also tweeted a photo of himself wearing a crown following his slim victory. But the trouble is not over for the embattled congressman. Santos has pleaded not guilty to 23 federal counts. I'm Scott Chambers. You are listening to YHN News.
By now, your daily routine is probably a little too routine. What I want. Don't you want to change? Don't you want to start playing by your own rules and escape the routine so your fantasy becomes reality? Where every night is an adventure, where new flavors are ready to be tasted, where it feels like you're a winner. Take a chance. Reward yourself. Make your routine anything but routine. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
256 Today is smart news for smart people. 256today.com is the place for the latest news on business, government, education, and community in North Alabama. 256today.com is a dedicated local team reporting the news that impacts your daily life. We live here, we work here, and we play here. Join us at 256today.com. We are smart news for smart people like you.
WKAC.
Well, good morning, everyone. Another cold start to the day. We start warming up today, low 60s, and then we'll be in the mid-60s to upper 60s on Friday. And then we're looking at 70s over the weekend, probably mid to upper 70s next week. And right now, we're kind of zeroing in on Wednesday night into Thursday for our next chance for showers and thunderstorms. Again, that's a week from today. I'm WAFF 48 First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brad Travis on WKAC.
The forecast, a service of Athens State University, your way. Visit Athens State University online at athens.edu.
Back in with Coach Gross on Thursday morning at 10:38. Coach, the regular season wraps up this week. We're in a little different situation than we were last year, thank goodness.
Amen.
Year, this was it.
Yeah.
We're just now starting season two.
That's right.
But we got Russellville tonight. Russellville's always been kind of a nemesis for us here over the years, even though we did win last year. Tell us a little bit about Russellville. What they got going on over there this year?
Well, they got one of the best running backs in the state. He's a 10th grader. And the guy they had last year got a preferred walk-on at Alabama, and I thought he was a dude. I mean, he was good. This one's better.
Really?
And he's better as a 10th grader. He's rushing. He's averaging 203 yards a game. He's over 1,800 yards through nine games, and he's about 6'1", probably 195. Physical, one of those runners that looks for contact. I mean, he can juke you, but I think he looks like a guy to me that loves contact.
Yeah.
And he is a physical runner. So, unbelievable challenge for us here. Their offensive line's good, really, really good. Quarterback's a solid player. They don't have the receivers they've had last year, thankfully, because they had some studs at wideout last year. But they've got one that can fly, and they've got some really good possession receivers that run good routes. And John Ritter's their head coach, and, he was an assistant here in 05. His dad, Ronnie, was my high school coach my senior year, and John was a first-grade manager. when they came to Rogersville in 1991. And
really?
He was like a little brother, kind of, and he lived with us when he was an assistant here because he was in college. And Coach Ritter, his dad, is behind my dad, is the most influential man in my life. He changed the trajectory of my life when he came to Rogersville. I was going to be a college, you know, I'm probably going to be a baseball player, possibly a basketball player. Never thought about being a football player until he came in, changed the offense, and I can go into all that. But my life would be drastically different if Ronnie Ritter hadn't arrived in Rogersville, Alabama in 1991. And so thankful for him. And unfortunately for us, Coach Ritter still helps him. And not as much. He's kind of stepped back, but he helps him on Friday night. And, you know, he's so knowledgeable. But John, his son, the head coach, is he's a heck of a coach. Does a really, really good job. His team is, you know, I think teams generally take on the personality of the head coach. And they're a tough, hard-nosed, hard-working team. And that's what John was. John was a good player, good quarterback there at Lauderdale County, and walked on at UNA. And was but he was a gritty, tough kid, and that's what his team is. And then defensively, they're physical. Their box is really, really, really good. Got some guys returning, and they make it tough on you. It's going to be – Coach Creasy said this the other day, and I agreed with him fully. These two games we're playing leading into the playoffs, we couldn't have had two better games to prepare us defensively. Fort Payne with Varnador, the quarterback, that was so good, and being able to throw it all over the place, and now Russell lining up, being able to run it and go downhill. So we're facing those two styles, and at some point we're going to face those things, and at some point we're going to face it when they're combined. So good preparation for us.
Does Russell not have a pass attack this year?
They do. Like I said, they've got number eight can fly. You know, and any time that you're running the football a lot and you can play action and you got a guy that can fly, it makes things very difficult for you defensively. And again, they have good receivers. Quarterback's a good player too. But again, they don't have the guys they have are not as talented as who they had receiver last year. They had two huge, fast receivers last year. And but they really want to be able to run the football and throw it when they want to.
Winning the game with Fort Payne, like you won the game, which was a tremendous win. Are you ever kind of concerned or scared? Maybe that may not be the right word, but concerned that you've kind of left it all on the field at Fort Payne, and you may have not had the opportunity. You may not have another opportunity to play that well again. You know what I'm saying? In other words,
yeah, I know what you're saying. We still hadn't come close to playing our best ball. So I mean, I think that's the thing. You know, the emotion of that, coming off of that,
right?
You know, that can be difficult.
Yeah.
And you know, I told them on Monday. I said, you know, kind of like after the Hartsell game, let's go to the flip side of this. After the Hartsell game, you piled around and mope around on Saturday, and you got to get up. I got up on Sunday and said, told my wife Karen, I said, all right, that's over. We're moving on.
Yeah.
Same thing had happened to me this past Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I was giddy all day Saturday, you know, just, hey, man, everything's great.
Yeah.
And had to wake up on Sunday morning and say, all right, that's over.
Right.
Now we got to get our feet back on the ground. We got to go to work, because beating Fort Payne in the last second, I mean, that's not our goal.
Right.
I mean, that's part of what we want to do on our way to it, but we got to get back to work. And I think our guys have done. We had a good week of practice, and they know the challenge. They know the challenge that we've got. I mean, because I can tell you, Russell's going to come in here after leading us 31-7 halfway through the third last year. They're not going to be real happy about that. And they're going to show up over here ready to play. And they're getting ready for a 5A playoff run. I mean, that's an 8-1 football team that's going to have a shot to make a run at it in 5A. So, you know, he's using this as a measuring stick. And it's going to be a heck of a football game.
So you don't think there's any chance that either one of these teams are going to come in that's like, oh, this game doesn't mean anything then, do you?
No, sir. I think
– I'm being facetious.
Yeah. No, and I'll be honest, I don't know. I don't care who we play, when we play them. It ain't ever going to be that way. Yeah, somebody said something about, you know, you're getting ready to playoffs, you rest your starting night. What?
Yeah.
No, we do not rest folks. We got to – We got to get better, and we've not come close to playing our best. But I keep saying that, and I told him the other day, we don't need to end this season with me still saying that.
Right.
It's time to start doing it. Time to start putting it together.
Let's talk real quick before we take a break here. We've got the Offensive Player of the Week, and, of course, Ray Neese and all the folks out at First State Bank give us a T-shirt for the Offensive Player of the Week. I don't think they could have picked a better one. Who is that?
It's John McIntyre.
Yeah.
So McIntyre, you know, I think he had 7 catches for 137 yards, 2 touchdowns. Made plays when we needed them. He's got, John Wooden talked about competitive greatness, and that's being at your best when your best is needed.
Yeah.
And John's there. Well, when we need it, he's ready to do it. And we'd worked – the play before the half was an option route by the back. And we talked about it all week and said, look, you're going to attack that backer, step on his toes, and you're going to run an out to the field because we're running them off and you got it. And but it's supposed to be an option route where he has a lot of different things he could do. But we said, hey, this week's going to be an out. And they told me that after the game, he said, you know, we lined – or at halftime, he said – John lined up beside Brogan and said, he said, I'm going to post it. He said, I got him. And he didn't really run a good route. He went around the guy, but he got vertical. The guy couldn't cover him. And just being able to make those kind of adjustments, even the last play of the game, the one that the touchdown before the two-point play, we've never run that play.
Really?
We've run all the pieces of that play, but we've never put them together. So we put them together on that one, and it was a deal where we're basically isolating John. And we're going to isolate John in the middle of the field and, Brogan give him a chance. And it was a couple of guys having some savvy, understanding football and having some competitive greatness.
That would have been a hard choice, too, if I'm on the picking. I don't know who picks. I don't know how many of you guys get together and pick. But, between McIntyre and Brogan, I don't know. I may have had to make – whatever.
Well, we got several awards go out every week, and one, Sean Johnson with Alpha, does a player of the game, and yeah. Brogan was the player of the game.
He was the player of the game for our group.
Yeah. Which... So, good thing is we've had a lot of times this year where it's been really, really hard to figure out who it is.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
I guess that's a good thing.
That's a really good thing. And defensively, we had some issues at times, too, but honestly, Jake McDonald could get it every week.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk Defensive Player of the Week and Headhunter and all that, plus some more in just a minute. Stay there.
Some drivers think comfort is found in leather seats or dual climate control. But for 40 million American motorists, comfort is knowing they have a State Farm agent who's always there, providing personal service at a competitive rate. So talk to me, State Farm agent Eddie Brakefield, and I'll help you make sure you get the coverage you need and the discount you deserve. After all, any insurance company can promise you a good price, but nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent. Call me, Eddie Brakefield, at 232-1238, and I'll prove it.
Like a good
it's bow time.
It's not just football season. It's tailgate season. And that includes every kind of football, whether it's got goalkeepers or goalposts.
The kick is good!
Because it doesn't matter where or how you tailgate. When you've got crispy chicken and fluffy buttermilk biscuits from Bojangles, your tailgate is better than great. It's legendary. Head to Bojangles and order your tailgate box with boldly seasoned chicken, fixins', biscuits, and legendary iced tea today.
It's bow time.
Since 1965, Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur has been committed to our community and proudly supports local school athletics. This commitment has made Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur the industry leader, offering a full family of Pepsi and Mountain Dew products at your favorite grocer or convenience store and a friendly, dedicated staff to service your needs with soft drink and snack vending, restaurant services, concessions, or special events. Go with a leader, go with a winner. Locally owned, Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur.
Thank you.
Back with Coach Gross at 10:50, over 10 minutes away from 11 o'clock. Talking about this Russellville game that's coming up this weekend. It's tomorrow night. Of course, Greg and Chris will have that game for you on WKAC1080.com. They were excited last week. I'll tell you, that was an exciting game to call. Those are the kind of games you like to call.
If you win.
If, as long as you know you're going to win. Yeah, it's a little different if you don't win. But and the coach looks like a genius. And so, I mean, you know. Let's talk about the Headhunter Award this week. Randy and the folks out at Athens Athletics give us a T-shirt for that. And every week we try to pick somebody that is well-rewarded for the Headhunter. So who is our Headhunter this week?
It's Jake McDonald.
Yeah, surprise.
19 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, a pass broken up, and 4 hammers. Our defense staff calls a big hit a hammer.
Yeah.
And he's a football playing machine. He's tough. Man, he's so tough. And makes tackles, makes plays. He's one of the toughest kids I've been around. He really is. And that's not just like one of the toughest kids we've got. He's one of the toughest kids I've ever been around.
Sure enough.
Yeah. And he's a quiet kid, doesn't say much, leads by example. But I can tell you, he's that dude in the locker room nobody wants any of.
Yeah.
At about 170 pounds.
Let me ask you a question. And we've kind of talked about this off and on during the year. When you started out the first of the year, defense was a little questionable. We'll just use that terminology. I think we thought that the offense was going to be pretty good, but the defense kind of had some – we lost a lot of defensive players and had some changes in defense just bam, right before the season started. Coach Carter right. left and so forth and so on. But over the last – however many games it's been, boy, you can see that defense coming on and on and on. They have made, I think, for whatever that's worth. I know it means a lot to you,
they have gotten better.
Yeah, they have. They've gotten better every week.
Yeah, they have, and that's first of all, it's a testament to those players because they've just gone to work, you know, and they put their heads down and plugged away. I mean, just be honest with you. There's some tough kids. They care about what they're doing. They love this program. They love their teammates. And, it hurt them that they were not having success. But it wasn't their fault, really. It was some guys playing in positions that they've never played before. It was so it's inexperience. It was there were some new things that we were doing, as you mentioned. You know, Coach Bray becoming our defense coordinator late in the summer. That's a tough thing for him. It's tough for our kids. But we've been able to overcome it. We felt like, told the staff early in the year, look, first half of the season, the offense is going to have to carry us. I mean, we've got some ability there, and the offense is going to have to carry us while the defense grows up. Mm-hmm. And they have grown up. They've grown up a lot. And again, they're still not there. But that they're getting there every week. And, Foster Woodruff at Mike linebacker calling everything for us, getting all the checks made, getting us lined up and being tough and physical. Jack Jones, you can go to Walker Harrison, David Christopher at safety, and our defensive front getting better. A lot of really good things there, but our staff, Coach Bray coordinating it, Coach Creasy with the linebackers, Massaro with the D-line, Ezell in the secondary. Those guys are doing a tremendous job of bringing those guys along. But it's reminiscent of the 2005 team that we were part of. Had some undersized guys at positions defensively, but, man, they were tough.
Yeah.
And just love Athens football and want to do everything they can for it. And that's what that bunch is doing.
I know this past week Greg always has a Meet the Eagle segment, and he had Foster Woodruff, as the guest this week. And he asked questions. One of the questions he asked is, who was his favorite coach? And Foster said, you mean right now? And he said, yeah. And he said, Coach Creasy, And I thought, to myself, that's kind of strange because he hadn't really – I mean, this is his first year to play with Coach Creasy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, that goes – it's a good testament to Coach Creasy in the fact that, the kids do like him. And I mean, from if
you're sitting in the stands and you're watching Coach Creasy in the years that he was the defensive coordinator with Steve Rivers, and of course the years that he was the head coach, you know, he don't look like the most nicest fellow you'd ever want to talk to.
He's intense, to say the least.
Yeah, just a little bit, you know. Just and you know, of course, the first couple of weeks or 6 weeks or whatever, he was in the box,
right?
And when I found out he wasn't going to be with us in the booth, he said, "I'm going to be right there close. I'm going to still be next to the cookies." He was talking about the refreshments, you know. But seeing him on the field, I see a lot of that, you know, do your job. That was his favorite thing. Do
that's
your
right.
job. Do your job. Yep. You know, and I mean, he is intense, well, and I'm sure that's helped.
It has helped. And the thing he's done is he's brought those linebackers along. You got some. He had some very inexperienced guys. You know, Foster was an outside backer that moved in the box, and that's a totally different deal. And then Jack Jones was a receiver that got moved to safety, to outside backer, to back in the box. Mm-hmm. I mean, he made a bunch of moves from the summer, and that's a tough deal. And it takes an experienced guy that can develop relationship, coach them hard, love them hard, and that's what Coach Creasy does. I mean, yeah. Everybody knows him. Really knows him, knows that he's got a heart big as Texas,
yeah.
And absolutely loves kids and loves the game of football.
Yeah.
And he's able to blend that together, and he's got the greatest personality and can cut up with them and then rip them and, you know, the whole thing. But he's nurtured those guys.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think of him as a nurturer?
No, I don't.
But he has.
He's
had patience with them,
yeah.
Taught them, coached them. And brought him along and continuing to bring him along.
Let's take a break. We'll come right back and wrap things up in just a minute. Stay there.
Matthews Law is your local hometown law firm serving Athens and surrounding areas. There's no need to go out of town for legal help and advice. Bill and William Matthews will meet with you right here in Athens face-to-face. On matters of divorce, wills, trust, probates, closing, personal injury, and other legal matters, you can trust Bill and William Matthews. Call Matthews Law today at 256-232-2310 or visit them online at athens-lawyer.com or stop by their office at 117 South Marion Street in downtown Athens on the east side of the Athens Square. No representation is made that the quality legal services provided are greater than the quality legal services provided by other attorneys.
Make Athens Athletics your headquarters for all your trophy, monogramming, and screen printing needs. Athens Athletics at Highway 31 and Armory Drive is your locally owned athletic supplier. Whatever your sport, from soccer to football, tennis to baseball, Athens Athletic has you covered. Plus, Athens Athletics does vinyl lettering, too. Athens Athletics can custom print and monogram your business apparel and gift items, too. Put Athens Athletics on your team and be a winner. Athens Athletics, Highway 31 and Armory Drive.
First State Bank is a local community bank that supports the community, community schools, community sports, community businesses, and community individuals, from personal and business loans and accounts to savings and mobile and online banking. First State Bank offers it all. City President Ray Neese and staff would love to talk to you about your financial needs. So visit First State Bank, your hometown community bank, Highway 72 East in Athens, directly across from Bojangles. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Coach, we got to wrap things up here. Ken's going to have a heart attack if we don't. But we got the ball game tomorrow night at Athens out of Larry McCoy Field. It's Athens and Russellville. It's a big game tomorrow night. Greg and Chris will have it on the radio if you can't make it. But we need a big crowd there.
We do.
We had a good crowd for Fort Payne.
Yeah, we did. We travel well. But, you know, we're 7-2. Russellville's 8-1. Two good football teams. You want to see a really good high school football game? See you tomorrow night.
Whatever you do, don't leave until it's over.
Well, that's right. As long as there's time on the clock, we got a shot.
Yeah. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.